sports show. So she's got the nice one with the screen and the lights and the production crew. And I'm stuck over here by myself. You see the not smile? Narcissists need to be treated nicely. Otherwise, it bruises our egos. Our egos are about this big, so if you dent them, we feel it. Anyway, I'm Winona. All right, I remember to introduce myself. High five to me. High five to me. Yes, now my self-esteem is boosted. Anyway, I wrote books. Not me, really. We wrote books. The End I Thought, ladies. So, it's End I Thought Divorce Was Bad. I don't have all of them with me today, but End I Thought Being Grown Up Was Easy. And then we have And I Thought I Could Juggle It All. And then we would have And I Thought I Did My Journey Alone. And I Thought He Was the One. And then we would have The Misfit Guides. There are two books in this one. The Sassy Sway That Leaves a Crooked Footprint. And The Misfit Guides, my favorite book. The Cocktail Soirees and the LBD. My favorite book because it's a liquor recipe book. Otherwise known as a bartending book. Also, we have... Actually, I have. So my narcissism won't... Look, my narcissism is happy. I write the Widow's Debt series. It's 7 books long, but I only have 2 with me today. There you go. And we are the founding editors of the 25 Hottest Inspiration, the 25 Hottest Indie Authors, Artists, and Advocates. Also, you guys can find us on Amazon and Channel 18 in Sacramento with our, wait, there's no J, reality TV show, Just Writing Life About Authors' Lives. Okay, I think that's all about me. Let me think. Rewind. Yep, that's all about me. So, wonderful guest, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello. I'm Spleeny Doxton, and I'm the producer of a radio show in Sheffield, in Yorkshire, in England. And it's a platform for writing. Simple as that, really. People send in their writing, and we put it on the air.
Exactly. Actually, you guys do some collections sometimes. Like, you guys do Christmas poetry, correct?
Yeah, we don't do book collections, but we do, yeah, like a lot of us old recordings will be on YouTube. We've got a YouTube channel, Write Radio, on YouTube, and you can kind of, the stories there, plays, we've got a comedy sketch show made of sketches people have sent in, yeah, all sorts, and interviews as well with often poets, but yeah, broad range, directors, producers, anybody involved in any of the kind of four. We sort of divide ourselves into 4 areas of writing, so sort of prose, poetry, drama, and comedy. And we have kind of 4 different weeks, shows, you know, different themes, interviewing people about those things. But yeah, our main goal is to be a platform for local writers, to just give them an outlet. So, because it's quite easy as a writer to think, well, what am I doing this for? This is ridiculous. Who cares? But if there's an outlet, even if it's quite a slim one, somewhere where people's writing can be read or heard or seen, it makes it all worthwhile, kind of. It sort of makes people feel like this is valid. This was a worthwhile, meaningful thing to do.
And you give them an area to be able to reach a larger audience. So that's got to be good for you, too. Like, to see someone be so excited about being on air.
Yeah, I mean, I often feel a bit embarrassed when people get really stoked and like, oh my God, you want my writing? And I'm like, it's just content to me, but yeah, okay, yeah, grand, yeah, I want your writing. I write quite confidently. I'm confident in my own writing, so I can be quite blasé. And when other people are excited to have validation for their writing, that's what I want to do, but I feel weirdly guilty about doing it.
Oh, so you don't have the writer's guilt that we have. You write something, and you're like, this could be so much better. You have a semi-fame guilt, where you can make an author, and you put them on there, and they feel famous. That's funny.
Well, I worry that people think we can make them more famous than we really do, but like, yeah, they are out there. It's a proper radio station on an FM frequency and everything. Yeah.
Exactly. I know how I feel every time that happens to me. I'm like, what? Yeah, I'm sorry. Let me see my narcissism. There it goes again. So how did you get started with writers writing?
Yeah, different strands of things came together, really. I used to run a magazine like it was like a culture and listings magazine to encourage people to go out to more music events and theatre and stuff, just a kind of cultural regeneration thing. After I finished doing that, I did a master's in magazine journalism to try and get work in the area. Completely failed, got a horrible part-time job in a call centre, and then when I got fired from that, I was like, well, what do I actually want to do? I'd quite like to volunteer on this local radio station in Sheffield. And while I was doing that show, somebody said, oh, you're good at this, you should get a show of your own. But the station is a community radio station, and it's all volunteers, but there's a lot of really creative people in Sheffield of a variety of different interests. So that station, like, it has a little bit of everything, and I thought, well, what would I bring to it? They've got gardening shows, they've got loads of specialist music shows, so blues and soul and folk and just every reggae, everything is covered. Music-wise, they've got a science show, they've just had everything. And I was like, oh, well, what do? I write a bit, and I'm sort of in a local theatre group. I suppose I could do, like, radio drama, which was a really stupid thing of thinking of doing, because, like, a music show, if you want to fill half an hour of content on a music show, just bring some CDs along and play them. If you want a half an hour of radio play, that's, like, I don't know, 20 to 40 hours of editing time, probably, possibly even longer. It's very time consuming. Like, I love it, but wow, it's a lot of work for plays anyway. Readings are a bit easier and quicker. But yeah, it was just me trying to think of what I would do if I did a radio show, and then it turned, the idea got bigger in my head, and then once the idea, you know, it was like it was a baby. It became a baby, and then I was responsible for this baby and had to bring it into the world, see that it was educated and looked after. Eventually, it'll be big enough that I can walk away from it. But in the meantime, I'm still wiping its behind and making sure it's fed.
I love the metaphor there, because no matter what
you're writing,
as a writer, you're always stuck with that, especially if you want to do something to promote other writers. So you said you write. What do you write?
So I'm a freelance writer. That's sort of my paid work. So lots of different things. I ghost write novels. Exactly, which I love doing that because it's anonymous and I like doing things anonymously. I like being hidden. So I like being a producer, like anti-narcissism. I like putting things out into the world that people enjoy without them knowing that it had anything to do with me. I don't know why I like that, but I do. And so I also, when I write my own stuff, it's often under pen names. I do some comic novels under the pen name Foster Abraham. And they're like science fiction horror books, but like the author is a really, really, really bad author. Like he has no concern whatsoever for how bad his writing is. He lives in his own small little world of Britain in the 1950s and can't really understand new ideas like, I don't know, women being able to vote. All of those things are new to him. So he's this awful, awful human being and a very bad writer. And I, sort of write things in his voice, and that's a lot of fun. Especially as a writer, you worry about getting it right. You're like, oh, this isn't perfect. Oh, this isn't what I want it to be. I'll hide it in a drawer. Whereas when I write in that character, I'm like, I write a sentence like, is that a really bad sentence? Yes, perfect, right, press save, commit to fire. So, yeah. I've got a few other things. But yeah, generally I write in character. I don't know, I think I just like being hidden. I think that's me.
They say that is the mark of a true writer. I was just finishing creative writing class, and they're like, the mark of true writers are they just want to be known by their art, not for themselves. And I was like, I'm in the wrong class. Yup, because I want to be known for me, narcissism and all.
Yeah.
Can you please tell us? I'm sorry.
I feel like some of my favorite writers are, if not narcissistic, they definitely want to put themselves out there, and that's why they're writing. I feel like Sylvia Plath. She definitely wanted herself out there, didn't she?
Yeah.
She was telling herself. And a great writer. Yeah. I'm down with a bit of narcissism. It's fine by me. But if it's good writing, it's good writing.
I never said I could write good. I just said I wanted to be out there. Although somebody was dumb enough to award me, so what can I say? Anyway, can you tell us when we can listen to Writers Radio and what time?
Yes. If you live in the Sheffield area, which is very unlikely, you can listen to us on 93.2 FM. Otherwise, you can find the station at www.sheffieldlive.org. Sheffield is spelled Sheffield. Yeah, Sheffield.
Well done. What time?
Super. So the show goes out live 1 till 3 every Friday, 1 till 3 in the afternoon, British time. Don't know what that is, Sacramento time. But you can also podcast the show. So if you find the right radio page on sheffieldlive.org, you can download, I think, the last two and a half months worth of shows are up there at the moment. And also, you can find old content at our YouTube channel.
Oh, I have to check out the YouTube channel. I just normally listen to the podcast. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. Of course, my last question, because my narcissism requires it. Do you ever put U.S. authors on there, especially U.S. poets who fly all the way over to England?
Well, so one of our hosts is from the U.S. So Anita on the theatre show, I mean, she's kind of US by the way of Yorkshire now. I think she's been here 20 years at least, maybe 30. But yeah, I'm game.
Cool, because I'll be there in July, so expect an email. I said my narcissism, didn't I? Oh, a free warm.
So you in, it's fine.
Okay, so I'm going to wrap this up. So you guys, thank you for joining us today. And as I say us, Jade is off screen.
Hey!
There you go. She looks adorable in her hat. She's getting ready to leave. She's like, I'm done for the day. You can finish out the rest. Anyway, I'm Wilnona. That's Jade. We're part of the And I Thought Ladies. You can find out everything your ladies are doing on And We Thought